Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. It might be a sad irony about the times we live in, but the news about this year's Independence Day celebration in Boston has a lot to do with what you can't do. This week's 4th of July celebration on the Esplanade is the city's largest event since the marathon bombings, and safety, very understandably, is on just about everyone's mind.
Security will be a lot tighter this year than in past years, with a much bigger police presence, increased surveillance, and many more rules about what you can and can't bring onto the Esplanade. Reporter David Abel wrote about this in the Boston Globe today, and David, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
So tell us first, what kind of security is going to be visible on the Esplanade? For starters, we mentioned a beefed up law enforcement presence in a big way, right?
Right. So state police have said that they're going to have hundreds of uniformed troopers and undercover troopers. There'll be National Guard soldiers that will be visible, and there will be a lot of private security contractors at an increased number of checkpoints along the Esplanade, where they'll be wanding people to check for metal as they come in. They'll also be checking for bags. And as you hinted at, there are all kinds of regulations about what you can and you can't bring, and they'll be checking for that at those checkpoints.
Well, so talk a little bit about that. What other security measures are people going to be subjected to, specifically in terms of what they can and can't bring in?
So the big thing that has irked a lot of people is the state police have banned people from bringing backpacks. The only kinds of bags that you'll be able to bring are bags that are see-through or mesh or that are sufficiently small, although that isn't quite clear. You won't be able to bring cans, glass containers, pre-mixed beverages, liquids greater than 2 liters, or any kind of sharp object. And there are a slew of other rules, like no grills. You won't be able to bring coolers over a certain size that have wheels attached to them. And then for boaters, there are bans about approaching land. You won't be able to come and drop people off on the Esplanade or pick someone up. And after 7 p.m., all boats will be banned from moving on the Charles across from the Esplanade.
David, following the marathon bombings, suspect Zahar Tsarnaev allegedly told authorities that he and his brother had planned to target the 4th of July initially, the 4th of July celebration. So authorities have reason to take all of this pretty seriously and to be worried about the possibility of copycat attacks. But what do they say about balancing reasonable concern with keeping this event open and festive?
Right. I mean, certainly since at least 2001, the attacks of September 11th caused great concern and heightened security on the Esplanade for July 4th, given that there are something like 500,000 people on average that come every year. And there are lots of concerns there. The state police have said that they are making an effort to increase surveillance and do as much as possible to increase security without creating something that would appear to be like an armed camp.
Mm. Well, you mentioned that this event usually draws something like 500,000 people. Are authorities expecting that number to be lower this year, or what do we expect?
You know, I asked that question. They aren't sure. They expect that the crowds will be relatively similar to what they were in the past. Judging from my interviews for the story I had in today's Globe, you know, there are clearly a lot of people who are bothered by a number of things, either too much security, the fact that it's going to be hard to bring in all the sorts of accoutrements that people have traditionally brought in because it's going to be hard to carry stuff. But at the same time, there are people who are concerned about just being at the largest event where there are great numbers of people. It's a symbolic event, and I think people naturally have some pause after what we all witnessed at the finish line at the marathon.
Well, David, let me ask you about that. You were at the finish line at the Boston Marathon and provided some very vivid reporting about what you saw there. I'm just wondering how all of this concern and preparation around security for the fourth makes you feel. Well, what's your response as a not only as a journalist but as a resident here?
Well, certainly I was deeply impacted by the events of April 15th. I was standing on the finish line. I took a lot of the video that got broadcast all over the world, and clearly it was the most horrific thing I've ever witnessed or that anyone should ever witness. And, you know, I certainly understand why the state will want to increase security, and I think people expect that, and I think we're just going to have to live with that. I think it's unfortunately necessary in these times.
Unfortunately necessary in these times, indeed. Well, David Abel is a reporter for the Boston Globe. He was talking about preparations for Boston's 4th of July celebration on the Esplanade. David, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.